The Orange County Board of Supervisors rejected last week a proposal by OC Registrar of Voters, Neil Kelly, to institute what he deemed as a system that would make it easier and more convenient to vote. His plan would have given all registered voters in the county mail-in ballots and would have replaced more than 1,000 precinct polls with about 100 so-called vote centers. There, you would have had the opportunity to vote for 10 days leading up to the election. The plan would have saved at least $10 million for the county, but supervisors nixed the idea to the consternation of the California Secretary of State. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He has this week's KCRW Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Now, what reason did the supervisors give in saying no to this plan?
This is an interesting thing. They really didn't give a reason, and it kind of goes against everything that they believe for. Board of Supervisors, not just the current one, but historically very fiscally conservative, always wants to save money. Here you have a proposal that would save at minimum $10 million. And their reason is, oh, well, it's happening too fast. That was one. The other one, they're saying, well, there might be voter fraud going on. If you're going to replace 1,000 precincts with like 150 voting centers and a couple of military grade places where you could drop off the ballots, even though the grand jury earlier this year said there is no voter fraud going on in Orange County at all.
This is a part, you said they were saying, the soups were saying that it was going too fast. This is part of a broader plan across California where Secretary of State Alex Padilla has been encouraging counties and bigger ones later, right? He's given bigger counties more time to implement these ideas, to streamline and make easier the voting process. Is this a battle of local control?
What's interesting about this is that it didn't come. I mean, even though the ultimate plan does come from Padilla, a Democrat, this plan came from Neil Kelly, who's hardly a firebrand. He's actually, you know, he's been around. He's been the registrar voter for a good decade now. So he's not someone who's going to be pushing these things. For him, it was just, look, it's going to be way cheaper. Our system is antiquated. I'm going to have to spend $40 million to replace these machines. They're really, really messed up. And some of these parts don't even exist anymore. And more importantly, if we want to get more people to vote, this has shown, because similar measures like this exist now, or voting ways exist in Washington and Colorado, it's proven that more people will come out to vote. I mean, and also he makes an interesting point, because you see, I'm old, so I still like to go to the ballot box and make my vote there. But now 61% of all voters in Orange County are vote by mail.
Well, Padilla had some not so kind words to the supervisors about them nixing this idea. How did he respond to them?
He is saying, like other critics of the Board of Supervisors, that this is politics, that this is an old boy Republicans club who thinks this new measure will help out the Democrats, and therefore they're going to do everything possible to make it stop. Which, to me, I don't buy that argument, because it's been shown that that voting by mailing actually brings out more Republicans than it does Democrats.
This is obviously something that has to be done. This is a state law to modernize the election systems in California, county by county, Gustavo. So what is next? If Orange County is under the gun to do something to fix its election system, what are they going to do?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lawsuit going on. And in Orange County, you've seen it as a battleground for the past couple of years now, with district elections, lawsuits against Republican city councils. You really do have Democrats trying to crack that Orange County conservative monolith. And in this case, I don't know if it's going to be Padilla or it might be the Attorney General Javier Becerra saying, like, hey, we're trying to make democracy happen here. And not only that, this is going to save the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. And yet you're going to say you don't want to do this. Something's fishy here. It's you know, the argument that you guys have, it's wrong, and it might be violating the Voting Rights Act of California.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.